I will hear from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our usual Thursday night broadcast, current events, but we decided to wait a night on my behalf. So we're brought to you live. And I hope everyone's doing well. And always remember everyone deployed. Our Red Friday. God bless everybody. I hope you're all doing well. Hope everybody comes in, gives us your thoughts and opinions on what's going on with America. I'm sad to say, I fought for this country many years, and I'm disgusted with this country right now. Democrats came in, they've always said they wanted to control you, control everything about you, control, control, control. Sick of it. Anybody else out there sick of it? Call in. Come into our blog talk chat. Whichever way. Come in and express your feelings, your thoughts, your opinions. That's what we're searching for. Others on the same level of thinking, the government thinking for you. Share it. Let your voice be heard. I say this every Thursday night, and I know it's Friday, but like I said, we're doing our Thursday night broadcast tonight. I know there's many patriots out there. I see it all the time. Stop being a keyboard warrior. Stand up for your rights. Come have an adult conversation. And I don't care what party you represent or believe in. Tell me why I should support Biden and his administration. Because I could tell you why I don't. But tell me why you do. Going on. And I know I'm not the only one feeling it. But like I said, you know, there's those that just sit there on social media being their little keyboard warriors that they are and bitch and complain when you got an open platform right here, right now to express those feelings without being judged. And it not only goes nationwide, it goes global. A lot of our military listen, especially those overseas. We got the countries following us. And it's not just from Tom, Dick, or Harry, it's actual people that believe in the same stuff that we believe in. Again, I'm just so sick and tired of seeing keyboard warriors but don't have the balls to express themselves elsewhere where it matters. So come on here. Share your thoughts and opinions with us. Get the conversation going. Keep it going. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone? We're also live in our chat room during each broadcast right here on Blog Talk. I do appreciate those that follow us that don't say a word, but now's your voice. Now it's time to be heard. Tell me what you think, how you feel about this current administration driving us into the ground like they promised they would. Stop being the bitch board warrior. A lot to go over. I'm sure a lot is going to be brought up tonight. I'm sure a lot of people are going to agree or disagree. It doesn't matter. That's what this is here for. You won't be judged. I promise you that. Just like to hear from different people other than the same people that log in here and don't say anything. I'm a true Trump supporter. You know, you can say whatever you want. But he got in there, he did us good, and he will do us even more good in 2024. Changed my mind. Me on it. Oh, I see. Allow me to introduce to you and bring in my favorite, Major Ass Pain, Major Lorna Munson.
Ass Pain present. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? What's happening? Did you see that there's another derailment in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I saw that last night.
I don't know where that is. That must be over by Green Bay or something.
Well, it don't matter. I mean, it's not just a freak accident. I can tell you that
now. No, and it's getting sickening because now people are getting killed.
The only freak accidents is Mike.
Yeah. He's into listening to some other thing.
I bet he's listening to Bud Light.
Did you hear that, Mike? He said he bet you're into listening to Bud Light. He went golfing the other day and he grabbed the Bud Light cooler. And he was golfing with some Marines, and oh, my God, they were ripping his ass.
He's lucky I wasn't there.
Oh, he's calling on his phone because his volume is better on.
Lorna, let me walk out of the hall. House to golf with Marines with a Bud Light cooler never said anything.
Oh,
it was
hell
a complete...
no. Don't go blaming Lorna.
It was a setup.
No. If you got a Bud Light cooler, there's something wrong with you.
Goddamn thing's 5 years old. I forgot what it even set up. Oh, well. Now I have some Arctic camouflage on it, so I'm all right again. I can stand up when I see it. I owe you guys an apology.
I knew he was going to come on here and say, Lorna didn't do this. Lorna didn't say that.
Yeah, see, if she don't keep me in line, that's when I fuck up. Like, she let me fuck up again. I have to apologize to you guys when I was trying to build up concealed carry insurance. You know, now that I've looked into it a little deeper and seen the guy who is an actual attorney on retainer. He's a attorney on it, but he's only in Arizona and Hawaii. But he's an actual attorney on retainer. And he read through all of the applications for USCCA concealed carry insurance, U.S. Law Shield, bear arms insurance, and firearm legal protection. All of these concealed carry insurances are all a bunch of shit. It's all just a scam. They don't cover anything. They are not attorneys. They are an insurance agency, and they have all kinds of fine print, which if you're convicted of a crime, if you're arrested for a crime, we cannot send an attorney. And also in the fine print, it says, we choose the attorney we send to you, not you. So even if you're the platinum package, you're not necessarily getting the best attorneys they have, the most expensive. You're getting the rookies who just passed the bar test and they're out to fucking make a name for themselves. You're not getting very good protection, and you get none unless everything lines up perfectly for you. And you might get an attorney not of your choosing, and he might be able to help, but you're only going to get so much help. And another thing in the fine print is if you get a bad attorney, and you're convicted of a crime instead of self-defense, you have to pay back the money that the attorney cost the insurance company. And that's USCCA, U.S. Law Shield, Bear Arms Insurance, and Firearms Legal Protection. Those are the top four, and all four of them are shit. You're just giving your money away. When you need them, they're not there.
Wow.
So when it comes to concealed carry insurance, guys, you're on your own. I ain't saying shit anymore because, boy, did I get that wrong. Oh, you should have concealed carry insurance. And no, I was absolutely wrong. You're just dwindling your attorney fees to these fucking insurance companies that aren't going to cover you anyhow. You might as well hang on to your money and pay a real attorney when a real incident happens to you.
Yeah.
So that's what I gave for you guys. I gave you bad information before.
Hey, it happens, bro. It happens. I mean,
no,
we believe in something.
I caught it, and I'm correcting it.
I got you. That's just like there's one person that's a good personal friend of mine, and he'll go anywhere. And he is a criminal and very intelligent attorney. His name is Evan Knappen out of New Jersey. And he is, I mean, he's got all kinds of, brochures, what you'd say. He goes to Africa and hunts and all that. And, I mean, he is downright a good person to hire, and it don't matter what state you're in. And he's been a good friend of mine for many years. And I can't give him enough accolations for what he's done even before all this BS came out. And that's saying a lot for New Jersey.
Well, and that's what you need. You need a Second Amendment self-protection attorney who specializes in just that, because this insurance they have is just a joke. I mean, the attorneys
right.
you get are worse. And you owe the money. And let's face it, in any liberal city, if you're in a self-defense situation, the first thing they do is arrest you for murder. And you're acquitted usually right away. But the very fact that you have now committed a crime, you're not, you cannot get an attorney from the insurance company, because that's one of their, that's their limitations, you know, and all of the fine print where, it's just so sad, you know, that they get talked up like if you have it, you really have some protection behind you, and you have nothing. You have absolutely nothing with these guys. It pulled the rug right up.
Just like the government.
It is. Yep. Yep. It's the government only. It's private.
Right. But I'm saying that, I know there are attorneys out there that deal with this day in and day out. And reason why I put my backing behind Evan is, like I said, I've known him for years. And he's the type that will go in and get you out, you know, as long as everything is on the legit. That he knows you're definitely innocent.
Yeah, right. But that shit gets so expensive with their calling in experts to, you know, tell you about guns and tell you about situations.
Yeah, but see, the
expensive.
Point is that if he can't get you out of it and you were dead right on everything for you.
Oh, yeah, there are some out there. I just wanted to correct that.
They're the type of one. Yes, yes. And I appreciate you researching that.
Yeah, big difference between an attorney on retainer and concealed carry insurance. Insurance is just a fraud. You actually need an attorney on retainer, and a good two-way self-defense attorney who knows specifically that field, and that's really the only way. So anyhow, don't waste your money on the self-protection insurance. It's all a fraud, a lie. So it took
like
me a
I
little
said,
while, and every one of
just
them.
Just like
you
the
know,
government.
But, yep, now that I got to the bottom of it, it's the top four biggies. Are the ones that do nothing for you. And that's USCCA, again, sorry, USCCA, U.S. Law Shield, Bear Arms Insurance, and Firearms Legal Protection are the four top agencies. And don't waste your money, guys. It's a waste.
Yeah, because what that sounds like to me is that they'll send a freaking what do they call them, a legal aid in your defense.
Yeah.
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 We call them public pretenders.
You're getting the assistant.
We call them public pretenders.
Yeah, there.
You got that right, Lorna. You got that right. And that's sad.
I mean,
how these companies, we're seeing it in front of us right now, how they're tearing down a lot of these companies that are backed by, you know, Democratic money and Soros and whatnot. And you're right. As long as you read that really, really fine print,
I should have done my due diligence before telling you, oh, you got to have a carry insurance. That's the way to go. Well, it turns out no. Now I got to the bottom of it, though, and I'm here to tell you it's a phony bunch of shit. So there you go, guys. Sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize, bro. I'm telling you.
I
appreciate you for going into it and checking it out as thorough as you did.
I wanted to get it corrected. I didn't want to be the guy have said, oh, you got to go get some of this insurance, and you're just wasting your money, and you'd say, that fucking guy.
That fucking guy.
Yep. I found out about it, and we all need a friend like Bobby, you know. We need a guy who's good at just that and be able to call him when the shit hits the fan.
Yeah, I mean, anybody in this group that knows me.
Do I know you?
I don't know you. I just know you by name. Major ass pain.
is that major with
but
three
anybody
stripes?
That knows me knows that I'll cover your six. As long as I know I got your, you got my back, I got yours.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to straighten out my bad info.
It happens. Like I said, Mike, don't beat yourself up about it.
Yeah, well, no, the chaplain will correct himself when he's wrong. So there you go. And I painted over my cooler so I don't have to eat shit no more. I'm drinking Miller Lite, catching hell over my cooler. Oh, that was funny.
I wish I was there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Come on up.
I had a good game. That made up for it.
You'd love it down here.
What'd you do, beat up on a Marine's leg so they couldn't walk?
No. Oh, no. I was getting that. I was getting some good hits yesterday. I hate to brag, but I asked one of the dudes, why do you hold your feet so close together when you're chipping close to the green like that? And he says, it's to keep me from stabbing at the ball. You do a light swing, but a whole swing, and you hold your feet together, and you do this and this and blah-de-blah. And I held my feet together, and I hit the ball from 30 feet out from the green, and I rolled it in the cup. And the first thing he says is, first thing Kurt says is, how come you don't listen to me? He shows me how to do it, and I made a perfect shot. That was amazing.
Because he's holding his feet in because he's about to shit himself.
Yeah. Well, it helped somehow. Feet really close together, almost touching, and damn, it gives you a little, I don't know, but it worked. Until we got rained out and it was 40 degrees. Jesus, I need to get further south.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 80 right now.
Oh, end of you.
And the best part is no humidity.
Oh, really? I was there. When did I get out there? July? August?
Yeah.
No, August, September, October.
There is no humidity I can't take.
Yeah, okay. No, you wouldn't be able to take it because I would have to have my fucking fan on.
Air conditioning is...
I didn't say
anything. That was just to blow the stink off you.
Speaking of stink, where are we going to hear Tucker Carlson now? What do you think he's going to do? Where are we going to go to get that Tucker Carlson advice? now that Fox fired him. And isn't it coincidental? Isn't it very coincidental that the minute Fox gets sued for $787 million by Dominion because, oh, they defamed him with what they were saying and they were doing nothing wrong and they're the reason the 2020 election went to shit, but they won somehow. And immediately after the Dominion suit against Fox News is won, Tucker Carlson's fired. Within a week of the settlement, Tucker Carlson's gone. That's kind of weird, Mark, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Look,
well,
coincidental.
You know, they silence all those that tell truth.
But so obviously that, you know, well, Dominion takes Rupert Murdoch, he owns Fox still, don't he? Rupert Murdoch, I think.
Yeah, for now.
But, yeah, the minute Dominion sues him for close to $1 billion, Tucker loses his job immediately, and he's their best mouthpiece. And I'm hoping that there becomes, I don't know, what the Tucker Carlson channel, didn't the Hodge twins say?
Yeah.
Where it's just Tucker Carlson 24 hours a day. But, I mean,
yep.
We got Hannity. No, Hannity is second best, kind of by far, but, you know, and Gutfield might be able
to. He's just like the rest of them, a yes man.
Well, and Gutfield is kind of more entertainment than news, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
No, who's going to take his place? Or where, if I hope Tucker Carlson pops back up somewhere, you know.
I'm sure he will. He will.
I hope somewhere he does something.
Oh, he will.
He had a good way of delivering the news. He could convey the message really well. I liked him.
Right, but just like everybody else that tells the truth, as good as they are at their jobs and with the followers and all the money he brings in, they're the first ones to go because they tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then Don Lemon, he was a shit-all lying fuck from CNN. He got fired the same week. Maybe Fox will hire Don Lemon and MSNBC or CNN will hire Tucker Carlson. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. But I found that interesting. Fuck, they canceled Tucker Carlson. Holy fuck, that's a big one, you know.
Yeah.
That's a huge one. But.
Yeah, it's a huge hit. And it's, you know, again, when you got media that is run by backed by the Democratic Party, then whenever you tell truth, yeah, they're going to find some way, somehow, to get you out of there.
Well, see, Rupert Murdoch has different media conglomerates, I think, but he owns Fox International. And our Fox News here in Minnesota is so liberal, progressive, gooey shit. I mean, it's just horrible. It's CNN. They're under the Fox label.
Right.
And they hide under that Fox label, and they are just liberal fucks. But the national Fox News was truly conservative point of view. And, boy, we only have a few voices out there. Because, you know, national media is all liberal scum. And it just national Fox News was all we really had, you know, except for online content. And it just seems like, wow, if you can cancel Tucker Carlson, we are in deep shit because now everybody must go, you know.
And the the whispers I hear is that Murdoch's getting ready to sell Fox because of all this.
Fuck, he's got $700 million to make up before he can do a really good deal. That's a hell of a lawsuit, man. 787.
Yeah.
That's almost 100 million. That's 200 million short of a dollars. I don't know how. Ah, fuck, Dominion has a lot of power. If they can take out conservative media and control the vote.
And that's just like a, you know, a penny to them.
Yeah, but they control the vote as well, you know, these fucking machines. I've always said since they first showed up, every time I fill out all the little dots and fill them in with black and then you hold your folder to the machine and it sucks the paper in, I thought, that's a fucking shredder. There goes my vote into the shredder.
Pretty much.
It turns out.
And if you really research it, you'll find out that Dominion is... Those machines are owned by Soros.
Well, that'd be a tough connection, but it's this early voting in mail-in ballots and absentee ballots. And pretty soon, 50% of our voting power is in the shadows, you know, early voting, absentee voting, and all this. Where the, these ballots are... There's so many of them, like I say, 50% are people who don't show up at the polls, but yet they can still vote.
They're the thousands and millions that they keep finding in the woods. Just dumb.
And where do Republican votes go? In the shredder.
Right.
Now, what other suspicious shit was going on I was going to mention?
Yeah, I don't know.
I had my little list of... The first thing I wanted to straighten out was I should have never said or recommended that you get concealed carry insurance or permit to carry insurance or whatever your state offers. The insurance is hoo-ha. And... I said I thought you should get it, and I needed that corrected. That was the most important one. Tucker Carlson was a back burner thing, and there was one other thing I was going to mention that I thought showed up that was terribly suspicious in my eyes, and I'm sure in yours. I got to dig the story out of the back of my head now. Holy shit,
uh-oh.
Is it dark and cold.
We're in trouble.
It's dark and cold, and my flashlight's blinking. I'll never find it.
That's why you gotta have so many lights on the
house. Yeah, the file cabinets in the back of my mind are a little full of cobwebs.
I guess so, being born back in 1700s.
Oh, come on. I was only a teenager when Eisenhower was elected.
But ain't nobody older than Lorna.
Everybody's older.
He was a waitress at the First Supper.
No, you was at the First Supper. You helped Noah build
no,
his ark.
No, that was all you.
That was you.
You cheated on Noah with...
Cheated on Noah with... Don't say it, donkey. That's fucking Democrat. Don't say an elephant. That's kind of insulting.
Come on, people out there in the radio land, wake your asses up. Get on here.
Who's out there?
Just
sound
us
out.
Right now.
Bill tonight.
He's probably getting his ass whooped by his wife.
Fortunately, I can still outrun Lorna.
That's because your legs are 5'9" tall.
That's because she's so damn short. She runs, she trips over her own feet.
His legs are 5'9", the rest of them make it up to 6. I put his pants on one day, and his waist came all the way up to my boobs.
I just love watching her trying to get the top shelf item off the top shelf when she climbs up.
Funny, that is awesome to watch.
No, it's not awesome.
Some of her favorite bowls on the top shelf just for entertainment.
Yep. But watch yourself. Don't go into Walmart with her. She'll get you kicked out.
Geez, I hope our Walmarts are doing okay. Have you seen that shit going on in Chicago?
We just had a murder in one of our parking lots overnight.
Oh, wow.
In Chicago, they're just looting the Walmarts to the point where there's 8 Walmarts in Chicago, and they're closing 4 of them in the inner city because they've had it with the stealing.
Sure, because they know they can steal and get away with it, and they ain't going to go to jail.
Yep. And then what they don't steal, they just pull off the shelf onto the floor just to leave a huge mess, for some kind of statement, you know. And then they cry, oh, you're trying to starve the black community by pulling the Walmart, the only cheap grocery store we have.
Yeah, that was something.
Well, you took your own Walmart away by looting it every night, you know, by...
Right.
Open the door.
That's exactly right. And like the videos I've been seeing and the talk I've been seeing with, you know, Biden's joke of a freaking re-election video.
He is such a fag.
Hey, my 2-year-old grandson could do a better job than him.
Yeah, no shit.
I think even the woke are starting to realize that, with inflation going out of control and you're not getting a raise at your job. If you haven't gotten at least a 16% raise from 2 years ago, you are lagging way behind inflation, considering some things are in the 50%.
Uh-oh, got an escapee.
You know, I mean, gas is up, 30%? Groceries, 16%?
Yep.
And wages haven't gone up.
No, because they're doing exactly what they said from the beginning. They want control of all the people, of everything and anything that you do.
I don't know.
And that's the bottom line. And in turn, they also said they were going to run America into the ground.
Biden's done a damn good job in 2 years, and he's got 2 years left. And his handlers are getting more bold, I think, you know, with some of that. Yeah, close the door. It's a little cold.
Right, but then they're looking back at who's their backup.
Well, and who's for them? You know, you got governors like Walz here in Minnesota who wants 9th month abortions to be legal, and I think I said that last week. He says how for the black community he is and how he wants to protect black people, and all the abortion clinics are in the black neighborhoods. It's just counterdictive as hell, and nobody seems to see it or notice. It's freaky.
No, because exactly. Because they're brainwashed in the left's way.
And less policing in the black neighborhoods, and they're killing each other. And the abortion clinics are in the black neighborhood, so they're killing themselves. And then he gets, next time he's on TV, he brags about how he's helping the black community. And everyone just blindly nods and claps. It's amazing. Fucking amazing.
Right. I mean, I've said it before, and I still stand behind it, is that, you know, with all these so-called investigations on Biden family, Biden crime family, if you really got the freaking evidence, take them to court. Slam them. Prove to America.
We got a crooked FBI.
Sure, and DOJ. Until they start seeing these major players taken off and carted in handcuffs, even if it's just for the, because you know they're not going to spend no time behind bars, but just seeing that would wake those up that are so far with their heads in the sand. Like, oh, shit, they were right all along.
Well, the FBI and the DOJ and Homeland Security, all these fuckers are paid to do investigations. They will cost the taxpayer tens of millions of dollars to do special investigations into the Biden family just to find out, yeah, traitor. He's a traitor to our country.
Yes.
That's the red flag
right there.
It'll cost millions to prove that, yeah, he's a traitor, and he took money from foreign enemy countries and never go to jail anyhow. Like you say, why spend all the money to catch him when we already know who he is? Even the Democrats, I think, know how Biden is.
Right, just
the children, the hair down on my legs in the swimming pool, and they watch it pop back up again. I know about the children in my lap, and I think, that's all you need to say. You should be impeached. You're a fucking pedophile. You know, Epstein couldn't hold a candle to your pedophile shit. Biden? His daughter didn't want to shower at midnight because her dad would jump in the shower with her. She wrote it in her diary. It's there in black and white.
Yep.
All Democrats are pedophiles. Anybody who sexualizes children are pedophiles, and Democrats appreciate drag shows and sexual displays in front of grade school children. That's sexualizing children, and that's a pedophile. So automatically, if you're a Democrat, you're a pedophile.
And that's why they want open borders, and they keep open borders. Because the Democrats is the main trafficking in the scheme of all things other than taking money from other countries that we know of and that are starting to be enlightened, the underground part of it is they're taking the major money from all these drug cartels and expose those that are missing and trafficked.
Well, that wide
why would you step in and stop it when you're getting a cut of the money?
Well, and it's working to your favor. The wide open border, because all these countries are opening up their prisons and opening up their mental institutions and sending them all up to America, where when these freakazoid mental fucking retards hit the United States with the most guns, they commit gun crimes. And that works for gun control. Every time there's a mass shooting, it's, oh, we need more gun control. We're only going to take a little. Oh, we're for the Second Amendment, but we do need common sense gun control. And then they take a little, then they take a little more, then they take a little more. And pretty soon, they've disarmed you. And like that guy said today, look at how the government treats you, knowing you're armed to the teeth. Think of how they'll treat you after we're disarmed. That's something to think about, huh, brother?
Yes. Yes. And that's the whole dirt. You know, our people in government are actually afraid of us. Those that are law-abiding citizens that take the Second Amendment to the grave. And some of those are, most of those are civilians, yes. But you get into a community where there's a lot of veterans around, and that scares the shit out of them. And that's why everything, every talk, every conference, every meeting that Dems have is, oh, we got to figure a way of getting guns out of the hands of our civilians. No, it's not the civilians. It's everybody combined, veterans and civilians, because they know what's going to happen when shit hits the fan, and that's what scares them. So therefore,
unless they build where they match it.
Right.
They're going to have enough bureaucrats out there to match us in population. I think half of the population will work for the government eventually. And that way, they are already keeping military arms out of civilian hands. And they know they can take us, but they know there's enough of us that could fight back that they wouldn't dare start that fight. But like I say, they treat us like shit knowing we're armed to the teeth. And eventually they're going to hit a house where the guy's just going to start taking agents down. And none of them want that. So they're walking gingerly now. But once they get out of the way, then, you know, because Biden said, oh, you can't own a machine gun. False. Yes, you can. If you're a COT, if you have an FFL and you're a COT, yes, you can build machine guns. Oh, you can't own a cannon. False. Yes, you can go online right now and buy any number of different size cannons. You know,
yep.
A breech block can, you know. And what was I getting after with that? yes, we can own military weapons because that's how the Second Amendment was written, is that the American public, the state is supposed to secure a militia to keep us from tyranny from foreign or domestic governments. And so actually it's the state's duty to make sure that we have machine guns, 50 cals, cannons. There should be people with mortars and tanks and shit on every block just to make sure that if the Russians start paratrooping down, we got this. And if the American government counts too much on the Constitution, we got that too.
Yeah, and that's why these other countries like Russia and all them will not physically in front of live camera or whatever try to make a drop on the U.S.
Well, it wouldn't be conventional war.
It's not their fear of our government or our military. It's our civilians.
And just caution that we want, if we're going to fight Russia, we want boots on the ground in Russia. Because if we got that, we won't send a nuke. And if Russia has boots on the ground in America, they won't send nukes. But if that's not the case, then it could be very bad for us. If they let fly some fuck.
It's already bad. They have already let them in. I mean, letting them buy our fucking farmlands, letting them move within a few miles of our bases.
Leaving $85 billion worth of weapons to the Taliban, the enemy, making them the 16th most powerful military in the world because of our technology and weapons.
Well, because they don't know how to operate the shit they're selling it to countries like Russia, China, and North Korea.
And Iran, Saudi Arabia, China, and Russia coming to an agreement and getting together. Our worst enemies are all collaborating now, one at a time.
Yep.
And they're collaborating.
Why? Because they know that our president is weak.
Weak leadership. That's why. Yep, exactly. Weak leadership, and it couldn't show more. Fucking Kamala Harris went to Africa. What was she in, Zambia or Zimbabwe? One of those. And it says, we have $700 million for you, but you have to promote transgender and gay pride. And they said, fuck that. We'll skip the American fucking money. And they can keep their transgender agenda, and we'll take money from Russia, who wants to back us militarily and make our country stronger. So now even in these third world countries, we look like transgenderism is more important than strengthening your country militarily. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
How does that make us about the world? Biden and
the biggest jokes on earth.
It's sick and sad, you know. Bible's pretty clear about homosexuality, so the rest of the world sees us as these freakazoids. And
I think
the general public,
putting religion aside, just look at the facts. Look at what's going on.
You can never put religion aside.
No, but I'm saying everything that some people bring into is mainly religion. Now, put it aside. Look at the big picture. I'm not saying don't follow your religion. In times like this, religion has nothing to do with it.
I think right now you need God.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
There is the sign of the beast. This whole thing is...
Right. You look at these countries that are killing Christians because they're Christians.
We're losing churches and building mosques. It's definitely war on Christians.
Well, at least two mosques got burnt down.
Well,
they did catch that guy, too.
Well, that's too bad, but... yeah, it is a war on Christians right now. We have to realize that. And now we have to gear up.
But having a mindset of just religion, that's what's killing everything around it. Like I said, I'm not in any religion at all. I understand all the religions. I've studied them.
And faith it, your best soldiers are sons of God. Those are your best soldiers. The ones out there fighting for righteousness, fighting for freedom.
Right, but when you look at these other countries that are attacking us on their grounds, or attacking us elsewhere, the first thing they bring up is the religion part. When you look at an enemy, I don't care if you're Baptist, freaking Christian, Catholic, all of them. No, you're an enemy because you want to kill me.
Exactly.
That's why I'm saying everything you've seen so far that's been going on, they attack a religion first.
Of course. Because when you have a Christian soldier who's made it right with God, that's the most dangerous man on the battlefield right there. That man who has it in his head, he is cool with God, and he is there to defend freedom and righteousness. Dangerous man on the field right there.
I used to, in bad situations over there, I used to say, my prayer to my God, that if I can't continue, take me out. And if I cannot defend those behind me, take me from this earth right now.
Exactly. If you're at one with God, you can fight till the end. You're the most dangerous to deal with.
I mean, you know, they put us in harm's way. I fought for what I believed at the time was advancing and helping our country. But, you know, now I look at the military now with all the little bullshit, and I just shake my head. It's...
You were in a proxy war, brother. It was all about the money. You did not know. You did not know. How could you? You were in a proxy war.
Right.
Just
a turn of... And that war at the time was over their fucked up oil fields that they blew up themselves.
Well, the individual battles, yeah, I don't know, but the war entirely was a proxy war about shifting finances to the up the 1%.
Right.
The military complex, contractors. The contractors who build military, the tanks, the helicopters, the fighter jets, those guys are making money hand over fist. And what are we actually fighting over in Iraq or Afghanistan or anywhere in the Middle East? You know,
to allow them children to be slaves. To mine all that shit.
And to shift a lot of money to the 1%. Sad.
Exactly.
But
it is. It's very sad because a lot of people out there, again, got their heads so far stuck down in the sand that don't think and don't realize until it's too late of what we already know.
They'll call to me.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sick of these proxy. What do you think Ukraine is? It's a fucking proxy war. It's a bunch of military for defense contracts get bolstered up now with a bunch of taxpayer money. And, you know, we gave you that contract, so we get kickbacks. So it's about the military-industrial complex and the politicians all just absorbing the taxpayer money up. And then what do? We have the Fed print more money because we have a child in office, and he thinks that's the way it works. And now the American dollar is worth shit on the world economy. They're not even using the American dollar to exchange oil anymore. Biden has completely destroyed the economy, the military, the society, you know, the civics. The way things are supposed to work are backwards and upside down now. 0.01% of the population have tits and a dick, and somehow that's all we pay attention to anymore. You know, all the good guys are against Bud Light, and all the bad guys are, but boy, talk about watch the left hand while the right hand takes your money.
Thank you. Thank you that you said that, because a lot of people won't say that.
It's disgusting to watch it unfold, but exactly what it is.
Right. And this is what we've been fighting for since every war that has started and ended and is still going on.
And we have to
and
stop
what,
these problems.
What nowadays is going on is that it doesn't matter Republican or Democrat. You're taking money from somewhere.
Well, and it's if the war is not about territory or economy, then it's just about shifting money from the taxpayer to the politicians and the military industrial complex, who absorbs all that money, creating all this innovative war machinery, and that's not what killing people was for. It was, you know, either you have something I want and I'm taking your land so I can get your natural resources, or you're attacking us and we're not going to have it. That's what a war is about, not shifting money from the taxpaying citizen to the upper 1%. And that's all we've had lately. Exactly what Ukraine is. Ukraine is a communist. Yep, they're just communists, but they still shift money around to the elite. The what did they call them over in Russia again? The oh God, I'm getting dumber in my old age. I cannot keep these words in my head; they all leak out.
You got to stop hanging out with Warner.
Yeah.
That's just because I'm just so hot. You don't have nothing else to think about but me.
Yeah, the Miller Lights in their body cells. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger against a girl.
No, but seriously, I mean, you look at all now. It's every politician. I don't care if you're Democrat, on independent, Republican. They're all taking money. That's why they're all afraid of all this investigations going on, because of whose name's going to be pulled out of that.
Well, what do you think would happen if you asked any American politician to just explain a couple of paragraphs out of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? Can you go through the amendments and tell us exactly what everyone has 1 through 24? Can you do it? None of them could do it. None of them could do it. They're all dumb as a fucking stump. And
no,
they take an oath to uphold the Constitution, but they don't know how the Constitution reads. So how can you take an oath to uphold a document you haven't read thoroughly?
Right.
That's your typical American policy.
How the hell are you going to go through life with not being able to really say what a woman and a man is?
Yeah, see, now that's how we got way too far out there, is because these we have elected officials who say, oh, they're destroying our democracy. Oh, so-and-so, such-and-such party, this committee, whatever, is destroying our democracy. We are not a fucking democracy. Democracy doesn't work. Democracy falls into tyranny. Every time history shows that. And these fucking American politicians refuse to say we are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. The fucking people do not pick the president. Are you that fucking stupid? The people vote. The college electorate picks the president, not the fucking people. Do you not know how a constitutional republic works? And every time I hear a fucking politician stand up and say, oh, they're destroying our democracy. Well, we're not a democracy. So what the fuck are you talking about? You're destroying our democracy. We aren't a democracy. How the fuck are you holding that position? You were elected. Your constituents. By a majority vote, elected you into office, and you get into office and you call us a democracy. Get the fuck out of that office. You know nothing about American politics. A democracy.
Exactly.
If we were a democracy, 51% of the people could vote. We kill the other 49%, and bang, it's law. We are not a democracy. We vote. We have a democratic procedure on certain political things, but we're constitutional republic. And if you don't uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then you should not hold that office. And 99% of the people in office right now should not be in that position, because they just don't understand the Constitution and the fact that we are a constitutional republic, not a fucking democracy. Jesus.
Well,
can't believe stupidity.
They're trying to make amendments and trying to change our Constitution. And you're right. They need
to
read it.
Well, they're trying to amend our amendments.
Right.
You can't amend our amendments. Well, I guess you can. But I think they're pretty self-explanatory.
That's what they think. That's what they think. They think they can come in, rule the world, rule the country, and step on every constitutional right that a person is born with and try
That's
to take it away.
The government did not give us these rights. They cannot take them away. That's what a constitutional republic is. We are the government. You represent us. Now we got the politicians telling us what we'll put up with. That's just not fair.
No.
Nope.
And they think they can do it because they got the power.
And that's the only way to scare them is to try to take their power away. And the Minnesota Gun Caucus got up in Minnesota and told the elected officials, we will campaign for your opponent in the next electoral session. How do you like that? And they said, how dare you come in here and threaten us? His name was Michael Orr. I don't want to say Michael Hunt because that'd be my cunt. So Mike Hunt gets up and says, and they called that a threat against the committee, and they refused to hear him anymore. So here the only man in the whole fucking room who's talking sense gets shut down because we will campaign for your opponent in the next election. You are an elected official, and you could be gone 2 years. And they all said, oh, my God, you're threatening us, and we will not have this in this committee. And they shut down the Minnesota Gun Caucus at a Minnesota gun control committee, whatever. I don't know what the fuck they call themselves. You know, I mean, bureaucrats are so widespread. It's all government, government, government. But they got pissed at this dude.
The gun's the only thing that kills you by itself.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, not the mental retard behind the trigger, but it's that inanimate piece of metal that's the problem.
Yep. Again, you know, I question why have they not brought out the manifesto of that transgender that shot up the Tennessee school?
Because that will prove mental incapacity, and they don't want that. That doesn't work in their gun control narrative. They need that gun control narrative. That's why they're allowing all these mental institutions and prisons to be let out and cross our border, because they're hoping there'll be more gun violence and they can have more gun control. And once they take our guns away, hey, look how shitty they treat us now. We're armed to the teeth. Once they have our guns, they treat us like fucking whippers.
It's that, and also, who else is going to vote for Democrats?
Unless you're getting free Democrat money. Well, that's a good way to get a voter. Bribe him. You're getting food stamps, free housing, a car, and you don't even need to work. And I tell you what, if the American taxpayer can't take it, we'll dip into Social Security. The American people suffer
so that we can get votes from people who don't even speak the fucking language.
Yep, and we'll build border walls in every country but your own to keep them out.
Yup, yup.
Yup, we'll help pay for your border wall, but we ain't building one.
And that shit cracks me up because all that border wall sitting out there in weather and all that, it has already been paid for. So it's not going to cost us anything to put it up.
After you can find it, because Biden's cronies took it and hid it.
Right.
Texas did threaten to put up what was left of the border wall stacked on the border. And I guess Biden sent federal agents down there to have it loaded up on semis and pulled out of there, so they can't even help finish fucking Trump's border wall because Biden got in there, and anything Trump did, he's reversing. And you see how good Trump did, because everything Biden reversed has just backslid our country down a mud hill that motherfucker has two more years. Well,
yep.
a little over a year and a half. I mean, almost two more years. And look at the damage he has done in 2 years. Think of what he can do in two more. Or I should say Biden handlers, because Biden, I'm sure, is not the one who ties his own shoes in the morning. I'm positive. He is that inept.
No. And that's, you know, these idiots, oh, because Orange Man bad, or any other person that you bring in or that sits there and announces that they're running and they don't agree with them, because, oh, no, that's not the way that party works.
How is it that we are also focused on transgender shit and all this sickness?
It's a new shiny thing. Look over here.
So you're not
watching what's really going on.
I like that one clip where this girl goes in, this 14, 15 year old girl goes in to go get a tattoo. And
oh, Babylon B.
Oh, are you sure you're over 21? Yeah. Okay, I'm 16. Okay, I'm 15. Okay, I'm 14. And then
he says, tattoo? Hell no. You need your parents' consent. You can't get a tattoo. That's permanent. Well, can I get a transgender operation? That's permanent. Oh, hell yes, you can get that.
I don't need my parents' permission.
Oh,
no.
He's got the rubber gloves on and the hacksaw. He's ready to cut the dick off. Oh, I don't care if you're 14. Yeah, transgender, we can start the operations right away, but you can't get a tattoo at 14. Hell no. But we can give you puberty blockers and start transsexual operations on you at that age, but you cannot consent to get a tattoo. That's where we're at in this country.
Yep.
And I tell you what, you're a pedophile. All Democrats are pedophiles. All of them, across the board. If you vote Democrat, pedophile. That's the long and short of it. That's cut and dried, end of story, Democrat, pedophile.
Oh, you hurt my feelings.
Oh, geez, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I guess your feelings are more important than the truth, so I should apologize and make sure your feelings are okay. And we've just buried the truth.
That's what they're good at.
Wow, how did we get here?
Only Biden could make some. Hey, did you ever see that picture of the banjo kid from the Deliverance?
I sure did.
Yes.
And then they picture of Biden, and it looks like an older
yes.
version of kid.
Hell yeah.
That's him, man. We got to look at Biden's history. He played in that movie back in 1971.
Right.
And then he got in politics in 73, and we've gone downhill ever since.
Yep. Example of the Biden crime family.
Crime syndicate. Everybody with the last name Biden is a fucking criminal. And they're taking illegal money.
Uh-oh. Lock the tools on. Yeah, it's unusual to be
still out there.
What's up, Chandler Mike?
Dr. Phil, good to hear you, brother. Fuck, we've been rattling on a lot of shit. Could have used your input, my friend.
Right. I hate that. I tried to get on the medical show on Wednesday, but there was no show schedule.
Oh, right. There was a medical show on Wednesday.
Yeah, there was.
Got that back. Late across Florida. I remember what day it was.
Well, I'm probably just gonna listen in because I'm in the van, the company van with the guys, and I'm got my Bluetooth on, so it's gonna probably pick up a lot of noise in the background.
Hey, that's all right. Good to have you aboard, brother. That extra voice.
Right.
What's
the subject? What are you guys talking about?
I think the last thing we were talking about is watch the left hand, which is all transgender, so that you're not getting what's going on. And Pamela Harris was over in Zimbabwe or Zambia or something saying that we have $700 million to contribute to you. You have to do this human rights thing where transgenderism is okay. And the president that Russia's given up to build the military and America can kiss our ass. So that's how we look. World. The trend. Oh, and it's Ed. Are you still there, Dr. Phil?
I'm traveling, and so my signal's in and out, so you're breaking up a bunch. But it got clear here for a second.
Okay, well, I just have to say, whatever I said about concealed carry insurance was completely wrong. I was completely wrong on that. It's all a fallacy. It's a lie. It's no protection whatsoever. You need an attorney on retainer. All of those insurance companies have fine print that somehow can take your money monthly, and when you need the help, they don't have to give it to you, or they'll give you the weakest help they have.
Sounds like most insurance.
Yeah, that whole carry insurance thing is a scam. So I said to get it, but now I'm saying don't get it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't insurance used to be something that was awesome, but now it's nothing but a scam. I don't care whether it's car insurance, house insurance. You know, I get insurance on my house, and a hurricane hit, but it floods. Oh, but you didn't have flooding insurance. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't help it.
Yeah, there you go. The wind blew the house down, but the water made damage, and you didn't have flood insurance. Yeah, that's the same thing with concealed carry insurance. I just wanted to correct my fault.
And it's even worse when it's mandatory. For example, when I was stationed in the Navy in Philadelphia at the Naval Shipyard, all four screws off the USS Kitty Hawk. The average person could not afford to drive in Philadelphia because the insurance was outrageous. $1,500 sometimes a month, depending on what kind of insurance you needed to full coverage. And in order to have a vehicle on base, obviously you had to have motor vehicle insurance if your vehicle on base. So to drive in Philadelphia with limited liability, it was $500 and $600 a month. And the average sailor, enlisted guy, could not afford that shit. So a lot of us had to walk or ride buses or park our cars outside the base.
Do you have that many horrible drivers out there, or is that just an insurance scam?
No, it's because in the larger cities like Philadelphia and New York, there's so many accidents and so many lawsuits, it drives the rate of the insurance up.
That's how we're getting in Minneapolis. Theft insurance doubles for insurance monthly payment. Get so many cars get stolen.
And now when you buy a new vehicle, you have to buy an additional warranty for all of the electronics that are part of it. Because all these new vehicles have all these new sensors and electronic stuff. And if one of them goes out, your whole vehicle goes to shit. So in addition to your manufacturer engine and motor and transmission warranty, now you have to have sensor insurance. Or warranty, I guess they're called.
Electronic.
Yeah. You know, I bought a 2019 pickup truck, and I had to buy the additional warranty for the electronic sensors.
Holy shit.
And I learned. No, I learned because I had bought a used, it was like a 2003, it was a BMW, a little V4 convertible. And the electronic sensors went out in it. And those parts were so expensive, it wasn't even worth owning a car like that.
You're
so
kind of a car
truck,
guy, Dr. Phil, huh?
Yeah, and so when I bought this truck, I was like, hell, if the sensors go out in this, knowing what that sensors from a 2003 vehicle cost, hell no. So I went ahead and opted for the additional insurance, the additional warranty. But that's just something you figure it would be, if you buy something brand new, no matter what is in it, why should I have to pay a separate insurance just for the sensors that are in that vehicle? It doesn't make sense.
If you factored that into the car payment, you probably wouldn't have bought the car.
True. Very true. And what I found out about most rich people, they don't buy things to own them. They either rent them or lease them. So most rich people don't own anything. They just rent them or they lease them. So they don't have to pay ownership taxes.
Yeah. The company.
That's why they're so smart.
Their company owns the car, but them personally are on the lease of the car. I wish I could do that. I'm somewhat of a car guy. I have a 76 Corvette that has no computer, so if the EMP clock does, I can jump to that drive. Most people can't anyway. Got to get something before the computer era.
Well, look, guys, I don't have a very good signal. I'm breaking up, and it's kind of hard to hear you over the top of the boat. So I just wanted to come in and say hello. Love you guys. I'll try to catch your show next time I can.
Good to hear from you, brother. Take care of yourself.
All right, Chaplain. Hey, say a prayer for us, please.
Sure will.
Love you, Bobby. Love you, Lorna. Love you, brother.
Bye.
Bye, Doc.
Good night, guys.
Up there, he hung up.
How you fellas doing tonight?
Hello.
Yeah, did you hear about that? You know, Illinois passed a gun ban, and the court struck it down. Where the courts put it on hold.
I think the Ninth Circuit,
St. Louis.
Already, the Ninth Circuit said it's unconstitutional because of the Bruin case. It's the most popular gun in America. It's not dangerous or unusual.
Mm-hmm. They're going to try to ban 190-plus guns. They were. And I don't understand these judges. They already know what other courts have said before. Actually, the people that write these laws need to be spanked.
No,
but
they go
that was a good
one. The Supreme Court makes a ruling. As soon as the Supreme Court makes a ruling, what they do is tighten up all the spaces you can carry a gun in, just like New York did. The New York Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. Bruin said that you have to give people licenses to carry. And so they said, all right, we'll give everybody a license to carry, but you can't carry in a federal building. You can't carry in a commercial building. You can't carry on the subway. You can't carry in state parks. Well, now all of a sudden, the only legal place to carry a gun is in your own yard, and that's going against the Supreme Court. And I think Illinois is going to end up with the same issue, that you're going against Bruin. You can make up your own laws around what the Supreme Court ruled, but it's unconstitutional, everything you're doing. And eventually your voters are going to catch on, and you're going to lose your position of power. So you're going to have to bend. But
I said that people need to wear their guns. Wear them guns. Especially women, they need to wear those guns. These
and
people
Illinois
get accustomed to them.
Illinois has the tightest gun laws in, except for L.A. and New York. They are pretty much the tightest gun laws in America, and they have the most shootings. What does that tell you about gun control?
Well, wonder why come women don't wear their guns. Hell, there should be more training going on, safety. At these classes, and they should wear those guns, even if they just do a fashion statement. You know, get holsters to match your attire and your shoes.
Can't do that training thing anymore because you're planning on killing somebody.
Have you heard that one? That's the newest thing. If you train,
I haven't heard
then
that.
You're
I thought training was for safety.
Your training works against you in court because when the prosecutor says you trained to use your weapon efficiently, you were out looking for trouble. That's why you carry a gun. And so that works against you now to have training. Because when you do show up in court, those are not a jury of your peers. Those are hand-picked from the prosecuting attorney to be gun controllers and gun activists that they hate guns. And the fact that you had a gun and you went out and somebody mugged you and you shot and killed them, you were looking for trouble. And so your training can actually work against you on that. I know it. It's weird, upside down, fucked up and backwards, but that's the way they're doing it in court now. They're spinning that on you, where the more safe you make the gun, the more dangerous they want to make the gun sound. If you only have one hand and you have a pistol brace, you can wrap around your arm and use that AR pistol more efficiently because it's braced to your arm. Well, that's an orthotic. And the idea that they're trying to make pistol braces illegal is not only constitutionally wrong, they're taking the ability for a disabled veteran to be able to shoot a gun more efficiently and more safely. Now they want it to just swing around and be more dangerous. Everything they're doing is upside down, backwards, and fucking stupid. And Illinois, Los Angeles, and New York, I think, are three of the worst as far as ignoring gun safety and going after the metal inanimate object more than the mental incapacitated behind the gun.
Well, what you do is take a hunting class. That's what you do. And all the other safety aspects is within the hunting class to get a hunting license. Gun dealer can say you buy a gun, you get a free hunting license, and also we provide the classes. So we get around that. It can tell you what you do in the classes. Your classes are teaching you how to properly hunt for squirrels, rabbits, deer. And within that hunting class, you have other concerns that's addressed too.
Well, that's gun safety, you see. And if you learn gun safety, well, that works against you in court because you were being very proficient with your gun and very safe with your gun, which means you were looking for a fight. Somehow they twist it in court. If you're in a self-defense shooting event, when you show up in court, if you've trained and learned to be proficient and efficient with your gun, they use that against you, saying you were looking for a gunfight.
Well, you can tell I never went to no training for a gunfight. You know, in Missouri, before you get a hunting license, you had to go to community college and have learned the rules of hunting, what you can take and what you cannot take, and also how to properly handle your gun. Like you're not supposed to climb fences with your gun in your hand and stuff like that. And who's to say what else they can train you in? But the title of the course is Hunting Safety.
That might be a loophole on our side.
It shouldn't work against you in a court of law, but that's how the liberals have twisted it.
But hunting safety and just actually going out and training to get your conceal and carry license are two different things. So that could be an actual loophole
That's good for us to be more efficient and proficient and more safe with your own gun, though you should know your gun and be able to use it well. But they use that against you in court now because if you're that good with your gun, you were out looking for a gunfight, is what these Soros-backed fucking liberal prosecutors are doing. And you're the victim when you show up in court, but now you look like you were looking for a gunfight because you were really good with your gun. You trained, you practiced, you shot at targets. You were really good with your gun, so you were out looking for a fight. And let's face it, if the perpetrator of the crime doesn't die, he gets out of the hospital, he doesn't even go to court. He gets let out back out on the street. Liberal prosecuting attorneys is setting us up for more gun violence. And the more gun violence we have, the more reason they have to take away your guns. All makes a perfect circle, man. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. I still stick with the going to gun hunting classes and learn the rules that they have in Missouri. Before you can get a hunter's license in Missouri, you have to attend a class. And same thing with CCW. You have to do an eight-hour class.
See what I mean, how the prosecuting attorneys use that against you in a court of law?
But the law says, but listen to me, one law can't go against another law. The law said in order for you to get a hunting license, you have to attend these classes. So the prosecuting attorney is going to say, well, you shouldn't attend the class. You should have just went on and used the gun. No, you went to the hunting class because in order for you to get a hunting license so that you can hunt and put food on your table, that's what the law says. But anyway, so it be.
Well, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It doesn't say the word hunting in the Second Amendment anywhere. The Second Amendment is for self-protection and protection against a tyrannical government, foreign or domestic. Citizens have the right to, or the citizens to make a militia for the state must have the right to keep and bear arms and shall not be infringed. I may have fucked that up a little bit, but it's very simple. It's very short. It's one paragraph, and it ends with shall not be infringed. And here we are fighting like fuckers for our right to keep guns. That's a tyrannical government. What would you call it?
Well, it sounds close to that to me. That's why people need to wear those guns. Wear them like you wear underwear.
I'm all about that. I wear a gun like underwear. I don't get dressed without my holster.
That's a true story.
But the fact that I've trained, I've become proficient, I know all the gun safety, and I'm effective with it. That could be held against me in a court of law in a self-defense event.
In the Boy Scouts, in order to get a Explorer Scout merit badge and gun safety, you got to do just that, have gun safety. And that can count toward any other obligation that you had to do, like, for instance, the hunting license.
George Soros backed prosecutors now in all of the liberal fucking cities. And they're usually our capital cities. And they're all Democratic run. Especially up here in the Midwest, except South Dakota. South Dakota has that Naomi, I don't know, she's a very good governor. Very good governor in South Dakota. But otherwise, your training can work against you in a self-defense event in a court of law when the prosecutor says you've trained and you're very good with a gun, so you were out looking for a fight, and you finally got to kill a guy, so we're going to have to put you in jail for that.
That's why you train?
You train, but you don't put it on record.
That's what I was just going to say. You just turn around and say, I just got...
Yep, you claim it was a lucky shot in a panic. That's the best you can do for yourself in a court, especially in these liberal cities, because they're out to get the victim. The perpetrator walks free, like I say. This is a revolving door justice system in these liberal cities.
and you put the violent criminal back out on the street because he's going to do gun crimes, and that gives gun control more power. Evil, metal, inanimate objects. And they can't do that without gun violence constantly going on. So they promote gun violence. Because they're not after the criminal. They're only after the law-abiding citizen who goes out and buys an FRT trigger, or who goes out and buys a AR pistol or an AK pistol with an arm brace. Now the arm brace makes 40 million Americans who own AR, AK pistols, short-barreled rifles. In my eyes, a short-barrel rifle has less velocity than a 16 or a 20-inch barrel. So it's less effective. Oh, but it's more concealable, see? So now these weapons are more dangerous. Well, they're less dangerous. They have less velocity. They got the charge is still blowing out the end of the barrel as the bullet. They got it completely shit all backwards. But anybody who doesn't know about guns says, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We need to make this shit illegal. We should have the same armament the government has. That's what militia means. People are the government. When a tyrannical government, or when a tyrannical government decides to wage war against America, we have the American citizens. That's the best military you can fucking have.
That goes back to the musket days. Government carries muskets. We carry muskets.
Oh, fuck the musket argument. That's long gone.
Because
the government had muskets, the people had muskets.
Yeah, well,
now the government has Abram tanks, Apache helicopters. We should have Abram tanks and Apache helicopters.
That's what I was trying to say.
Why don't I have a mortar? Be able to sling some fucking rounds and blow shit up. The government owns it. I should be able to own it. That's what militia means, the very definition. I, the people, need bigger weapons. We, the people, should be able to keep up with the government. We should be able to keep their tyrannical overreach and trying to take our weapons away well abound. But where are the Republican representatives that are supposed to stand up against these fucking liberal pukes who want to take our guns away? Where are they? Why don't I hear more barking from the right? We're electing the wrong people. The wrong people are getting in powerful office. And they think they can tell the people what to do instead of the other way around. The fact that your training can get you in trouble in a court of law in a self-defense situation says a lot about where our Republican fucking representation stands.
Very true.
Rhinos.
Well, you know, what really says a lot is people let this stuff happen.
We're all letting it happen. You don't give money to the Firearms Policy Coalition or the NRA. I think if you give money to the NRA, Wayne LaPierre is just going to buy another $3,000 suit so he looks really good behind the podium. The NRA has kind of lost its teeth. They're all barking, no bite anymore. They're not here to help. Where are they on the fucking brace rule? Where are they on the FRT trigger? Where are they on the bump stock? You know, it was Donald Trump who said we should ban bump stocks.
He took a plastic part, not even a weapon, a part that you could connect to a weapon, but without it being connected to a weapon, is merely a piece of plastic. And Trump said we should ban that. Much as I like what Trump can do for our country, he's not a good Second Amendment guy. I'm sorry if that's blasphemy to you Trump fans, but the facts are the facts. He attacked the Second Amendment when he wanted to ban bump stocks, because bump stock is not a weapon. It's a fucking part. He should have never fucking stepped over that hurdle. It only set us back a little. But he's still our guy. Don't get me wrong. I got him on my home screen on my phone.
Has him in your garage.
Talk to me, brother. Fuck, you went silent.
Not silent, just listening.
Yeah, you're Chatty Cathy.
Chaplain, I'm preaching a sermon here. Brothers, listen to me. Our Second Amendment is on the line.
Dr. Phil created a monster.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He woke up the inner Uncle Mike. I'm glad I get to bark out these opinions, though, dudes. Brothers, you know, my brothers. These are just opinions, and they could, you can contrast anything I bowed out there. I'm all ears. I'm a lot of mouth, but I can listen, too. Tell me something.
Sky is blue.
Well, good luck getting three people to agree with you on that one.
Well, it's been a great show. I appreciate all y'all being here.
But
I must bring it to an end. Yeah, it's that time, Lorna. Go back to sleep.
We lost our brother.
But
he just kind of comes up and
it was a great conversation. I appreciate you both. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, our military, our veterans. The missing.
God bless it.
And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
And Lorna.
Yeah, you need it.
Here.
That's putting it mildly.